Joshua chapter 22 is what we're looking at this morning in our reading. And as I flipped back to it this beginning of the week, I thought, oh, wow, this is way, way too long to read in one part. So I broke it up, but not even in half. We're just looking at the first nine verses this morning. These last three chapters, 22, 23, and 24, that finish the book, the theological lesson we saw was that God's always faithful to his promise, never breaks his word. And the writer now turns to Israel's responsibility to be faithful to God. In fact, this is the major application of the book. Israel must respond in kind to God's faithfulness. It's equivalent to what Paul writes, I think, in Romans chapter 12, where after he has spent 11 chapters dealing with God's mercy, God's grace, the salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ, starts chapter 12 by saying this: I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. The hymn writer caught the idea too when he said, so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. These first nine verses of chapter 22 are where Joshua commends the 2.5 tribes, the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for helping their fellow Israelites in the conquest of the land. And he sends them home. Remember, they had received their inheritance on the eastern side of the Jordan, and God had commanded them, after they had received what they'd been promised and wanted and desired, that they had to go with their brothers, cross the Jordan, and help them defeat the enemies there. So Joshua commends them, and as in God's providence, we've been commending people this morning. We commend Zeke for his completion of Children's Church, Anna for her long service. We commend people for what they have been doing in obedience to God. We should be quick to obey God's commands, as the 2.5 tribes had been. But we should also remember that it is by God's grace and power that we're blessed, and we should praise him. But we ought not to forget the instruments of God's blessing. They ought to be commended too. He commends them and then he commands them. That's the biblical pattern, by the way, that we see throughout the Bible. And so Joshua, having commended them, exhorts them to faithfulness. Let me read then just these first nine verses. Joshua chapter 22. Hear now the word of the Lord. At that time, Joshua summoned the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you and have obeyed my voice in all that I have commanded you. You have not forsaken your brothers these many days down to this day, but have been careful to keep the charge of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers as he promised them. Therefore, turn and go to your tents in the land where your possession lies, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cling to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now, to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but to the other half, Joshua had given a possession beside their brothers in the land west of the Jordan. And when Joshua sent them away to their homes and blessed them, he said to them, go back to your tents with much wealth and with much livestock, with silver, gold, bronze, and iron, and with much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers. So the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned home, parting from the people of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, their own land, of which they had possessed themselves by the command of the Lord through Moses, commending them for their obedience, commanding them to be faithful and to be generous. And as we'll see next time, that didn't end the story.